Hi, Bass fans. This is Terry Brown. This is Bass Fan Radio. And with me today is Alton Jones. And, you know, Alton, number four ranked angler in the State Farm World Rankings has got to make you feel pretty good right now.
Well, I tell you what, I wasn't exactly sure when the rankings came out exactly how it was going to work. And that's become a tool that all the fishermen look at. And everybody wants to knock Van Dam off that top spot.
Well, he's had a couple of opportunities. Kelly Jordan, of course, Mark Davis, last person to do that. But, again, he's right on top at the end of the year.
Well, you know, Kevin's been amazing because he's been brushed aside a little bit like King of the Hill, but nobody's really knocked him off. You know, he's even when they may have passed him for a short time, but he's been right there fighting. He's always, you know, over the long haul, he's just maintained that in a very solid fashion.
Well, you know, we're seeing now the growth of the sport and phenomenal growth in the last several years. And you look at some of the things that come along with that, bigger payouts, non-endemic sponsors that we haven't seen before, just all those kind of things. But with that comes a little bit of controversy at times. And I know, you know, as a member of the, you know, some of the veteran tour anglers out there, you have to really kind of provide leadership and help some of the anglers along when you run into some of those controversies, don't you?
Well, we do. And, you know, it's very important for us as fishermen to stay engaged with the issues because the different things that arise affect not only the formats of the tours and how we actually play the game, but they affect how we earn our living and our livelihood as well. And so we do, it's constantly, those of us that like to stay engaged on those issues, is an educational process of conveying those concerns to the other fishermen and really letting them know what's involved. And, you know, we have some sharp guys. You know, you don't picture fishermen as being really smart individuals, but we have so many of these guys that are really sharp and can think through the issues clearly and get to the heart of the matter and understand what's going on.
Well, you have to a lot of times not cut your nose off and spite your face. You know, you've got these two leagues that are working diligently trying to raise the bar. They're each very different. You fish both of those leagues. But in reality, you know, you've got to be able to tell them at times, hey, this isn't really the way we should be doing stuff, don't you?
Well, yeah, and it's an important thing to do. At the same time, though, you have to temper that. You know, I as a fisherman don't want to come across as a guy who's always complaining about, I don't like the way this is done or that's done. Because when I look back 10 years, our sport has made some quantum leaps. And a lot of that, quite frankly, is due to the changes that the tours have made, to their commitment to grow the sport, to make it more visible to the public, and to make it better for the angler. So I really believe that both tours have interests at heart. So we have to make sure and pat them on the back and let them know the things that are going right and that, you know, in general direction, we're really behind them. At the same time, we want to engage with the issues to keep trying to make it better. You know, there's always two sides to every issue, but it's amazing to see where we've come in just a few short years.
Well, you know, you guys really are independent contractors. You're guys that really work for yourself, you know, and I've kind of seen over the years, you know, the PAA came into existence a couple of years ago, and it looked like, hey, maybe this is a chance for the anglers to come together, but it's relatively floundering. I mean, if you look at it, you know, it's real hard to get 150-plus guys together on any given subject, but there are things that they've been able to do to be able to bring things together, but really, it probably hasn't lived up to its potential.
Well, it hasn't. Some of the challenges we face, one is that our sport is an individual competition sport. It's not a team sport where you can get a group of guys that are really thinking together all the time. This is a, you know, we make our living by trying to hide what we're doing and having success doing from the other anglers to have a competitive advantage. And it's hard to move from that arena to the arena of let's talk together, let's communicate, let's work together. And so that's just a natural obstacle that we're going to face as anglers is coming together with a voice. And that's where the leadership you spoke of a minute ago becomes so critical. You have to have guys that are trusted across the board and willing to take to educate everybody on those particular issues so that they can weigh in.
Well, you know, you've got the tour pro is a kind of an anomaly at times. You know, you think about a guy that's going out and having to try to make a living fishing and then also the sponsor obligations, the idea of being able to manage the leagues and help with the leagues and how they establish rules and that type of stuff. You know, the BAAC on the bass side, I think, is a good thing because it allows the anglers a voice. It allows ESPN to hear what's going good and what's not. Now, on FLW's side of the fence, they really don't have that type of thing. So you got to kind of do that on an individual case basis.
Well, that's exactly what we do. But they don't have an official council, but there are certainly anglers that FLW Outdoors listens to. In fact, I believe that they're willing to listen to anybody who wants to call up and speak with top management there as an angler has their ear. But I have sensed that they do listen to us and are interested in our concerns. That doesn't mean that they're always going to do what we want them to do. You know, both tours have things that they're doing great and doing better than the other tour, and both of them have weaknesses, things that we could see improvement. But all in all, what I'm pleased about is the fact that there's competition between two tours, because usually competition makes people strive for improvement and to do it better than the other guy.
Well, that's what it's all about. The American Way is about competition. It's about having those two leagues, as you mentioned, kind of go head-to-head and really try to raise the level of the sport. I think as long as the aspirations are to raise the level of the sport, continue to increase, you know, the abilities for the anglers to make a good living, then both of those things will all happen if they continue to push that way.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, that's probably, you know, if there's one weakness in our sport right now, it's that we really can't year in and year out make a living just playing the game. Right now you have to have the sponsors in order to do that, and you have to have some success before you can get those sponsors. So, you know, I do foresee a day, though, when a full tour or, you know, 100 guys maybe can be supported just on the things that they make every year. And, you know, we're headed that direction. You know, we want a perfect world tomorrow. And we have to realize that a lot of times things get accomplished in baby steps, and we're moving in the right direction, and we just want to kind of help guide these things as they go.
Well, there's no doubt about it that, you know, with guys like you leading it, it's going to be fun. Now, I'm going to shift gears with you a little bit. You had a chance to fish with the president. How was that?
Well, I did. Now, when I fished with the president, he actually wasn't president yet. But he is a very genuine individual. He's a lot like what you see on TV. Very sincere, in no way is he pretentious. I mean, he's just just like me and you sitting here talking right now. He's just a very interesting guy. He loves to fish. I mean, he's eaten up with it. I fished with some famous people, and most famous people aren't good anglers. He can skip a bait under a dock. He can throw a spinnerbait right through the middle of a real thick bush. He's got the technical skills to make it happen.
Well, there's no doubt about, you know, the opportunities that abound right now for tournament anglers, for guys that are fishing. And now that you're fishing both tours out and, you know, you look at this thing, you're number four ranked, and you've got a real opportunity to knock old Kevin off the top of the perch this year. I'm sure you're excited about that.
Well, it is nice to be within striking distance all the time. You know, and going into this season, it's going to be one of the busiest years we've ever had. But it seems like that's when I do best, when I'm going from tournament to tournament. Spending lots of time fishing. I spent a lot of my off time in the fall fishing. I even went over to Africa and bass fished over there, and you talk about some good fishing. Now, we think we have big bass here. They've got big bass over there. But I've spent probably no less than 45 days fishing since the tour ended last August.
Well, you know, it's funny when you think about a guy's time off, you think about him deer hunting or maybe doing things with the family, but you do things with the family when it revolves around fishing, don't you?
Yeah, we do. And, you know, it's just my family's not something I'm willing to sacrifice. And we make a lot of sacrifices to travel on the road together, but those are decisions we make so that we can be together as a family. And you know, probably if we ever get to the point where my family can't travel with me, that's probably when you'll see me cut back to being a one-tour guy instead of a two-tour guy.
Well, Alton, I appreciate you being with me. I look forward to great success for you this year. Good luck at Okeechobee.
Thanks a lot, Terry. We'll go catch a few down there for you.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.